Well, hi everyone. It's the 25th of November, and tomorrow will be your birthday, Dad. Happy birthday. Even though this will get you long after your birthday. Sorry, it's Monday night, and I'm sorry I didn't make a tape over the weekend, but we were busy, and I really didn't have the opportunity to. So I thought I'd make a tape today. I hope I can remember everything that's happened in the past couple of days. My memory is sometimes gets a little short on me. But first of all, let me tell you that several packages have arrived. Now, I know I said on the other tapes, but I'm sure you didn't hear me, Mother, that the stockings arrived, and I was very grateful for them, and the blue stockings arrived as well. And thank you very much. But I know I said it on the other tapes, but it must have been the tape that wasn't recording very well. And I do want to also express my thanks for the candy which arrived and the cookies which arrived. I put the cookies aside until a later time. I'm very grateful for that. And also a package arrived from Alice, and which I did open because I was afraid there was food in it and I didn't want it to go bad, and there was food. Thank you, Alice, for the raisins. They were delicious. I hope you don't mind that I open them, but it's almost a must. Because it's really almost, as I say, it's almost a must because you're afraid that things will go bad. And of course, everybody shares here, so we just put everything out. And so thank you for that. And I did open the presents too and love them very much, the stockings and the earrings and the key ring. And it was very, very nice. And the little toys that you open up, you know, the ribbons that you open up and pull the toys. We're taking those down to the Vietnamese ward for the kids on Christmas for our Vietnamese children. So I have so much that I've received that I'm afraid that I'm going to forget somebody in saying thanks. So if I do, I hope no one will feel offended. I think I'm up to date, and I hope that you don't mind if I don't send you a letter, because right now we have been so busy, I just don't have a whole lot of time to do any writing to speak of. Although I really am trying to keep up. Let's see. Last Sunday night, I went out to Quang Tri again. It was to the base where Dick Burney is, but of course I didn't get to see Dick. And it was the helicopter base, and it was quite... I had been there once before, if you recall, and it was quite interesting. I went over through the command bunker, which was quite nice to see. It wasn't particularly nice, but it was nice to see where they call in the helicopters. Oh, just a minute, there's the phone. Oh, well, it was just somebody wanting to cancel a case and wanting to put another one on, you know. My important phone calls. Anyhow, I did get a... we did go to Crying Tree by chopper and everything, and again, it was quite interesting to see it. And we came back that evening about 10:30 and then got underway for Da Nang that night. And we've been fairly busy. This month has been busier than November for the two past years that the ship has been out here. In spite of what they tell you about the ceasefire and or the bombing, of course I go on at great lengths about this, how unhappy it makes most of us, because the NVA, the North Vietnamese, are just digging in. And it isn't helping our situation at all. Last night, Da Nang was hit. We're in Da Nang Harbor. We're on our way back up to Wonder Beach now, as a matter of fact, but we got, Da Nang got hit, or south of Da Nang got hit, and we got some pretty bad casualties in last night, and I worked till 4 in the morning, which is nothing, but I haven't worked like that in a long time with that number of casualties and all, and we really were on the go, and I felt, what can I say, I feel as though I don't know what the political aspect of it is, but I really feel that it's unfortunate that they just go ahead and let these kids get into a situation where they're surrounded and then get slaughtered. But then I'm not in charge of logistics or anything like that. So, and yesterday, Da Nang was hit again, and we could watch the mortaring from the ship. It's the strangest thing. You hear this big bam, you know, and you go out and see the fire, and you know it's a mortar. And, because I didn't see where it hit, but that didn't make much difference. people still going in and out of Da Nang, sure and all, but it's just giving this bombing pause is just giving the people the opportunity to infiltrate, as far as any of us are concerned. So there's not much else I can say on that. I'm delighted that you spoke with Marie Chisholm on the phone. She is a lovely, lovely girl, and I'm looking forward to having her come out here. She'll be out here in a short period of time, I think. I think she said December 2nd she was planning on getting out here. In fact, she's going to be working in the OR for a while until I come back from R&R, so they'll have enough coverage. I'm supposed to go the 17th of December, as I told you. I guess I'll have to get off around the 15th or the 16th in Da Nang, because we'll be up on the line. And that means I have to fly in from Da Nang to fly into Da Nang, and then from Da Nang to Hong Kong, which is only about an hour and a half flight. I have yet to hear from Jeannie Brown whether or not she's going to be able to come. It's so close to Christmas, I suppose. Besides that, her husband's been extended for another 6 months. So it's kind of unlikely that they'll leave before June. So I don't know what her plans will be and all, but I think I will. I've written to her twice to tell her, you know, what my definite reservations were for R&R. So I'm not really anxious for it in a way, and yet I am. I would be happier about it if the whole ship were going. I think it would be more fun. And Kathy and I will have a day's difference, and she'll get there the day before I will, and they have to leave a day before I will, but at least we'll have a couple of days to shop and all. I did get a very nice letter from Darby Reynolds, and she has some apartments in mind, she mentioned, too. They are quite expensive. They're about $165 a month. But I don't know whether it includes utilities or not. If it does, that's not bad. Two bedrooms and, well, it's not good, but, you know, wall-to-wall carpeting, air conditioning, the whole bit. So, and a swimming pool, three-level, 36 apartments. So, see, a lot of people from Chelsea live there. It's on the Malden Everett line, and it's only 10 minutes from Chelsea, is what she said. But I'll see what happens, you know. I have a while yet. I'm not really crazy about living in apartment buildings with other people from Chelsea or other people from work, but so you can't be... beggars can't be choosers. We did have a typhoon this week. It wasn't too bad, though. And things went pretty well. We were a little bit rocky, and some of the people were seasick. I was not one of them, I might add. But things are good. I got my Christmas cards and got them all addressed. They really don't look like much of a Christmas card. It's just a picture of the hospital ship, and it says season's greetings with my name on it. It isn't that I have gone anti-Christian, but I thought this year it would be appropriate to send out pictures of the ship, and I got them from Eastman Kodak Company, and boy, they really soak you. However, that's once in a lifetime. Annie Dragomont sent a package of food, too, which I put out and which promptly was eaten up. I think I mentioned to you on the last tape that I was able to get cruise books and plaques for the nurse programs officers. And the girls are quite pleased with them. I've gotten a couple of letters already. I do wish they had sent the letters to the men rather than to me, because I feel it's... you know, it would be more meaningful if they sent it to them themselves rather than have me get them and say, well, listen, I got a letter from Mary Jane so-and-so. And Darby Reynolds said that one of the chiefs that I had duty with in Richmond now has duty at Boston. And that, well, she, you know, said he came running in to tell her about my orders. Darby's the one.